A Reuters story caught my attention last week. It read in part, Venezuelan police crushed and chopped up nearly 2,000 shotguns and pistols in a Caracas city square on Wednesday. Interior Minister Nestor Riveral said the event marked the renewal of efforts to disarm Venezuelans through a combination of seizures and a voluntary program to swap guns for electrical goods. Venezuela has the world's second highest murder rate, and the street gangs that plague its poor neighborhoods have become increasingly heavily armed in recent years at a time when a deep recession has reduced resources available to police. Now the basket case country of Venezuela and its Fidel Castro-loving socialists who have taken over the country and ruined it to the point that there isn't food to buy, Soviet Union style, essentially operate a police state. So how could street gangs become more heavily armed in recent years? Because even in oppressive police states, gun control doesn't work. Here was the next line in the Reuters story. Gangs often get weapons from the police, either by stealing them or buying them from corrupt officers, experts say. That on-the-ground reality and international mafia-like gunrunners demonstrate how silly it is to expect that taking guns away from the good guys will somehow also keep weapons out of the hands of bad guys. And of course, to the Venezuelan regime, the chief bad guys are political opponents. You know, our Second Amendment is about just that very thing. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m. and keep up with this commentary and others at prattontexas.com.